You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/built for us.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com, powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy, and I am your host, JJ Leahy. Starting with the obvious big news, Alan Lazard is officially out. He's going to miss between 4 to 6 weeks. Turns out he was actually in surgery when I was recording my last episode. Also at the same time, the Packers signed wide receiver Juwan Winfrey to the practice squad. A 2019 sixth-round pick by the Denver Broncos, he played in 3 games last year and recorded 0 stats. In addition to the other new addition, wide receiver Caleb Scott, there are 4 wide receivers on the practice squad, the other two being, obviously, Reggie Begelton and Robert Foster from the Bills. The Packers have not yet moved Alan Lazard to injured reserve, although you have to expect them to do that before this week's game. But you know who was put on IR? Mike Daniels. Now a Cincinnati Bengal, Daniels has now spent 2 years on IR since leaving the Packers. He's started a total of only 4 games since the Packers cut him. As angry as everyone was at the time, including myself, it's clear that Brian Gutekunst made the right decision and didn't get burned by it. In the last 2 years since leaving the Packers, he's recorded a total of 1 sack, 2 tackles for loss, another QB hit, and a total of 12 tackles, for which the Lions paid him over $8 million, and the Bengals paid just under $1.5 million. As bad as our defensive line has looked over the last year and a half, at least we didn't pay $9.5 million for no production at all from Mike Daniels. So, good on general manager Brian Gutekunst. Looking at players who are on our roster, Davante Adams and Kenny Clark are both questionable for this week's game. Both players were limited in practice Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At the time of this recording, there are about 50 hours left until game time. Matt LaFleur said a decision would be made at the last possible minute. Rashawn Gary, Corey Linsley, and punter J.K. Scott did not participate in practice new today. Of those three, only Rashawn Gary had been limited on Thursday or Friday. So Linsley and Scott's absence is news. We do know that J.K. Scott is out with an illness rather than an injury. Same goes for Jordan Love. For the Falcons, both Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley are both questionable for Monday's game. Now, Atlanta might have one of the worst defenses in the entire league, but their offense is no joke. Missing Ridley or Jones could be huge in the Packers' favor. Falcons kicker Younghoe Koo has an injured groin. He's expected to miss this game. In his place, the Falcons have signed Elliott Fry, who spent last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's also spent time with the Bears, Panthers, and Ravens. Elliott Fry played at South Carolina, where he hit about 70% of his kicks. Now for some more serious news on our injury report. Jair Alexander did not participate. He was full participation Thursday and Friday. He's listed as questionable with an old injury to his hand and a new injury to his knee. This and the aforementioned injury to Corey Linsley, who did not practice, are probably the most concerning injuries on this report. Corey Linsley, through the first 3 weeks of the season, has graded out as the number one center in all of football. Finally, I want to play a clip for you from Mike Pettine, our defensive coordinator. This has been quoted a lot all over social media, and it's kind of taken out of context, so I want to let Mike Pettine give the full context of his statement. Because, standing alone, it is kind of bizarre. And that is that Oren Burks has been, quote, cross-training with the outside linebackers as opposed to the inside linebackers. Now the first thought is, well, we don't even have an inside linebacker, and it's clearly a position that Mike Pettine devalues. But here's what Pettine actually said at the time.
Did you see something there where he could maybe help you?
Yeah, I mean, he played a lot of it in college and had a little bit of a knack for rushing the passer. And, you know, this is a guy, he's one of our core teamers and has a skill set, can do some things. And when we saw that he wasn't taking a lot of reps inside, we always like to cross-train our guys to add depth you know, he brings some things to that room that could help us from a pass rush standpoint, a drop standpoint. He's cross trained with the outside linebackers. Actually, he's probably spending more time there than he is with the inside backers.
As frustrated as I have been with Pettine over the last few weeks, I did want to set the record straight here. And let me go ahead and read between the lines here a bit and add something that Mike Pettine did not say. Burks was solidly in danger of being cut from the team. He's never done well as an inside linebacker until these last 2 weeks. It sounds like Pettine and the coaching staff tried moving him around to see if he could succeed elsewhere, especially since, as Pettine said, he had played outside linebacker a bit in college and done well. That does it for today. If you want to keep up with Packers news or chat football with me, follow me on Twitter at JJ Leahy, L-A-H-E-Y. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and join the Packernet Podcast group on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.